Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the NaturoCrit podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In the first episode of this series, I established that naturopathy is, essentially, a kind of knowledge blending and misrepresentation. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific. Then, that whole muddle is falsely claimed to be science as an entire category, while particular sectarian science-ejected obligations are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is an absurd erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneer natural. In this two-part third episode, I will dig deeply into some of the lobbying, advocacy, and promotional materials of the AANP Alliance, its members, and its ND referrals from the late 1990s. Specifically, I will draw from, in part one, Alliance web pages that I printed in 1997 and what has been permanently stored at archive.org, spanning the years 1998 and 1999, and archived Alliance individual members' web pages, including those of the AANP proper, Bastyr University, National College of Natural Medicine, and Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. In part two, I'll look at a large 1996 naturopathy chapter authored by Bastyr founding dean and NCNM graduate N.D. Pizzorno that the AANP Alliance suggested in 1997 for those interested in naturopathy, quote, in depth, unquote. The overarching question for this episode, as particularly relates to the AANP Alliance, its component members, and its ND referrals, is, historically, can you trust big naturopathy organizations and ND luminaries' labels used to describe naturopathy's contents and overall category? Still in my possession are AANP Alliance pages I'd printed in 1997, scanned images of which I will include in the transcript for this episode at the NaturoCrit blog. I consider these important claims because they highly informed my decision to go to naturopathy school in 1998. I reasonably expected that the Alliance's descriptions were accurate and not false or misleading. The AANP Alliance main page, aimed at legislators, states that the site was created as a, quote, legislative workbook to rapidly accelerate the state licensing of naturopathic physicians, unquote. So, basically, this set of web pages were for naturopathy's legislative lobbying activities. The Alliance states, confidently, quote, we ask for your careful scrutiny. Be demanding with us. Ask your most difficult questions. Insist on documented answers. The deeper you look, the more comfortable you will become with voting for our licensing bill in your state, unquote. This sounds very certain, as a sort of dare to rake us over the coals at our request, because we definitely have the goods. I'm all for such a test. Let's demand, scrutinize, rake deeply. Most noteworthy on that main page is AANP Alliance's big posture that I'll call science, not belief. Quote, naturopathic physicians are the modern-day science-based primary care doctor. Naturopathy is not a belief system. Unquote. That's pretty explicit and absolute. Science, not belief, to state it tersely. Now, wouldn't it be weird if I could easily show that what's essentially naturopathic is actually of a category that's science exterior and also of quite beliefy, religious-y stuff? Oh, I already did that in episode 1 of this podcast series. I'll add this, too, as a casual observation, which one day will become an episode in itself regarding the essentially naturopathic. As I've said, naturopathy blends what's supported by science and what's science exterior, and then improperly calls that whole epistemic mixture scientific, and of course, naturopathic. And sorting through naturopathy's blended, integrated, or muddled knowledge can seem challenging. But this is quite clear to me. The actual science parts within naturopathy truly exist as discrete scientific areas already outside of naturopathy, and are therefore not naturopathic in any meaningful sense. There's no such thing as a unique naturopathic science category, such as a mislabeling. But let's pose the essentially naturopathic as science as a test and see where such sits in terms of science. Here's a list. Life forces or vital forces. God power within you or autoentheism. Spirits and supernaturalisms. And posed objective universal purposefulness and benignness, which I'll call teleology and its rewards. Those seem essentially naturopathic to me, as I covered by way of N.D. Sensenig in episode 1b, because they are at the heart of the homeopathy, nature cure, Hahnemann, Lindlar, and Company fusion that is the core of naturopathy. Yet all such have been disposed of by science. They are preponderantly science exterior, but not according to naturopathy. So, specifically, in terms of mislabeling, there are actual science standalone areas within what they call naturopathy, but it's a sneaky phenomenon that I'll call improper placement of actual standalone science areas into what they call naturopathic as if inherently naturopathic. Diet, lifestyle, exercise, psychology, prevention, pharmacognosy, the basic and clinical sciences come to mind as discrete areas naturopathy purloins, amongst others. But those areas exist discreetly, obviously, as professions and academic areas. Nutritional science, epidemiology, exercise science, psychology, and medical and general sciences and specialties. Naturopathy's purloining of various clusters of standalone sciences into naturopathy is the claiming of sciences which aren't inherently naturopathic as inherently naturopathic. Simultaneously, on that same coin, there's the phenomenon of naturopathy placing their non-science heart of naturopathy stuff next to those actual sciences, as if then it all magically becomes one kind of knowledge, science. The long-running column in Arizona's Tucson Citizen by N.D. DeVille comes to mind as an excellent example of both phenomena. Claiming various sciences and knowledge areas as essentially naturopathic that aren't, placing non-science next to science, and calling the whole thing, absurdly, scientific. To cover both sides of that epistemic coin, so to speak, I can say in warning, The naturopathic plus the scientific does not equal solely scientific or solely naturopathic. For instance, in episode 2, I'd mentioned that AANP Alliance member Bastyr University in their 2012 catalog states, quote, "The vitalistic context of science-based naturopathic medicine," unquote. That phrasing is science plus the vitalistic, naturopathic, non-scientific. Yet, that language proximity does not make the vitalistic scientific, and it doesn't make the scientific naturopathic. Bastyr currently states, quote, "Bastyr, a pioneer in natural medicine, the natural health sciences with an emphasis on integrating mind, body, spirit, and nature," unquote. Bastyr may have housed vitalism on a street with lots of science living on that same street, but that proximity doesn't magically make the contents of that non-science-containing naturopathic house science. And of course, naturopathy loves incorporating scientific things not essentially naturopathic as its own. So it would talk a lot about its prestigious science neighbors to elevate its own science exterior naturopathic address. I will get back to that in part 2 of this podcast episode, when I specifically deal with N.D. Pizzorno and his 1978 marketing, academic, clinical, and political decree that all of naturopathy is fundamentally, quote, science-based, unquote. Regarding what's essentially naturopathic, in retrospect, what the AANP Alliance did overall was very strange, in my humble opinion. In the late 1990s, it published claims toward legislators that were categorically false and misleading if you understand naturopathy's lineage and contents and the difference between science and belief. Some might say those claims were purposely deceptive if one were to honestly hold naturopathy to the high standards of professional, scientific, commercial, and academic transparency, and not engage in epistemic charity. Back in the 1990s, I was a prospective student naively reading this Alliance stuff, and it never occurred to me that such a racket was going on, couched inside a doctoral-level science-labeled program. I was consuming the Alliance's material in good faith. Actually, at that time, I didn't think such a racket could go on. I mean, who in their right mind would pose a false position to lawmakers, aka states' legislative branches, to further their particular commercial and ideological ends, and that such could ever happen, especially academically, at the multiply accredited doctoral science level? Boy, do I know better now, and it still goes on now. Anyway, from an archived web page linked to that main page, the Scope of Practice page, the AANP Alliance referred the inquisitive reader to that N.D. Pizzorno authored chapter on naturopathy in the print book Fundamentals of Complementary and Alternative Medicine from 1996 that will be part 2 of this third episode. That page also linked to the pages Scientific Basis for Naturopathic Medicine and AANP Position Papers, which linked to Oath. And the main page linked to Education and Training of Naturopathic Physicians, Your Constituents Deserve Standards for Primary Care, which emphasized, regarding science, quote, "Naturopathy graduates possess knowledge and skills grounded in a scientific basis. To attend naturopathic medical school, applicants complete the same basic science pre-medical requirements required by the conventional schools of medicine. The first 2 years of naturopathic education are comparable to the conventional schools of medicine, emphasizing basic sciences," unquote. The base, the foundation, the ground upon which naturopathy rests, is claimed to be standard science and not specifically any kind of other than typical, other than mainstream, other than standard, aka a faked kind of science. that Scientific Basis for Naturopathic Practice page stated, quote, when expert and objective scientists, educators, or regulators have examined the scientific basis of naturopathic medicine, they have concluded that naturopathic medicine, as practiced by the licensable professionals in the United States, is well-grounded in modern scientific method and practice, unquote. I'd love to know how to legitimately, scientifically ground the science exterior, typical naturopathic stuff, like their therapy-guiding vitalisms, supernaturalisms, and autoentheisms, detoxification, homeopathy, colonics, craniosacral therapy, applied kinesiology, electrodermal testing, acupuncture, dark field microscopy, iridology, IV vitamin C megadosing, and other hugely overblown claims about supplements and herbs, blood type and genotype dieting, neurocranial restructuring, and biotherapeutic drainage. I think that the primary science filter would be biological and medical sciences. How does applied kinesiology or even iridology pass through the consensus filters of scientific method and scientific practice successfully? Perhaps their science is a faked kind of merely decreed or postured science, but not an actually practiced, legitimately vetted science. Yet we're told by the AANP Alliance, quote, each of the major therapies used by naturopathic physicians is rooted in scientific literature. Modern naturopathic medicine incorporates advances in science. Scientific studies of methods utilized by naturopathic physicians not only validate naturopathic treatments, but leads to their improvement. The textbook of natural medicine includes 10,000 citations of scientific studies on naturopathic methods. The American Association of Naturopathic Physicians publishes a peer-reviewed scientific journal, the Journal of Naturopathic Medicine. I happen to have the first several volumes, by the way. And they tell us this information was taken from the AANP Quarterly Newsletter article, Is Naturopathic Medicine Scientific? By Paul Bergner, unquote. Now, rather buried, hidden, coded, or conveniently omitted at these Alliance pages is the essentially naturopathic, the required and defining belief things not science, such as vitalism and supernaturalism, that an oath is taken to. That oath is mentioned, though its contents are rather opaquely presented. In Naturopathic Physician's Oath, we're told the ND will obligate his, herself this way, quote, I will use methods of treatment which follow the principles of naturopathic medicine, including to act in cooperation with the healing power of nature. I pledge to remain true to this oath, unquote. Wow, that's rather brief and very opaque for something as important as an overarching naturopathic essential belief set obligation. Their oath goes on with a further obligation. Quote, I dedicate myself as a practitioner of the art and science of naturopathic medicine, unquote. There's that overarching science claim again upon naturopathy's principles and contents as an oath obligation. But here's my take on the oath. After 20 years of observation, as a naturopath, you obligate yourself to a set of purposely coded or disguised beliefs, falsely labeled science, as a general operating mannerism, clinically, academically, commercially, and politically. Yet the oath claims high ethical standards, speaking of an ND's obligation to, quote, the service of humanity and a genuine concern for humanity, a vigilance, integrity, and freedom from prejudice, that a licensed ND will abstain from voluntary acts of injustice and corruption, unquote. That's quite ironic and quite a reversal of values because when you rake beneath naturopathy's science veneer, you easily find an obvious corruption of scientific integrity and freedom of belief as their operating mannerism top to bottom. As I got to know what was going on, as I went through naturopathy school myself, slowly I realized I could not take their oath, knowing what's at their core and how they mislabel it galore. The AANP Alliance main page stated, quote, "The Alliance, which sponsors this site, is a cooperative effort among the AANP, Bastyr University, National College of Naturopathic Medicine, and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine and Health Sciences," unquote. I'm now going to use the archived web pages of those AANP Alliance members to flesh out what naturopathy's usually hidden principles specifically are with their own words. They don't hide the heart of naturopathy all the time. All members claim these principles survive scientific scrutiny, and with such a categorical claim of science, it does mean that they all claim that these principles are objective fact, that what is entailed is really here, actual and science-filtered. In terms of ND officers, according to the AANP Alliance, from their archive main page, quote, "Dr. Rick Brinkman was then president of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, and Dr. Nancy Agenes was then chair of the Alliance on the State Licensing of Naturopathic Physicians," unquote. Now, the AANP proper's oldest web pages, hosted at infinite.org, are saved by archive.org since 1997. Yet, even on their principles page, Naturopathic Principles and Philosophy, which supposedly existed to explain the basis of naturopathy, we are not told transparently about naturopathy's essential, science-ejected, core principle or context and treatment goal with any kind of honest detail, which is fascinating. Plus, we're told, quote, "Naturopathic medicine is a distinct system," unquote. Distinct now means not being transparent about the heart of naturopathy and using false epistemic labels, I guess. That's pretty vile, but all is not lost in terms of finding vitalism by way of the AANP proper. The AANP's other main page, naturopathic.org, has been archived since 1998. It links to archived versions of their Journal of Naturopathic Medicine, that I'll call JNM, which, as I mentioned earlier, was touted as scientific by the AANP Alliance. The JNM article, "The First Atlas and Text of Bioenergy Therapy," published in Volume 1, Number 1, which has terrible spelling, and I've proofed it against a printed journal copy I own, and it too has the really bad spelling, states, quote, "Arnaldo Zanatta, professor at the University of Milan, is president and founder of the Institute for Research of Radiant Bioenergy. He is from the world of science, and supposedly has, with an array of electronic instruments, measured, calibrated, and documented manifestations of life energy from the hands of recognized healers during their laying on hands, and has written an atlas of standardized bioenergy healing. The existence and significance of bioenergy has been the cornerstone of the Oriental healing arts as qi. This ancient knowledge, aka energy medicine, life energy, the subtle bioenergies," unquote. Life energy, qi, bioenergy, or energy medicine is, of course, the vitalism spiritism at the heart of naturopathy, the healing power of nature, that they didn't specifically or transparently mention on the AANP Alliance or AANP proper web pages, particularly in their oath. It doesn't exist, by ND luminary Sensenig's own admission, as we saw in episode 1B. So, overall, finding it that isn't is rather like the N-rays self-deception of Blondlot on the part of author Zanetta, in my humble opinion, pathological science. And we're told in the article of, quote, the pioneering scientists of the recent past, such as Wilhelm Reich, unquote. Yet his work is completely discredited. Throw the word science a few times into an article about something that doesn't even exist, even then, and is science ejected, and that's naturopathy for you. Yet, as I mentioned earlier, AANP Alliance said that JNM was a scientific journal. Was science used as a method and practice upon this article? No, it merely reinforced a naturopathic essential belief through summarization of a trade publication, as if that work, too, was truly scientifically vetted. Now, Volume 2, Issue 1 of the JNM had N.D. Bastyr on the cover and stated in its caption, quote, John Bastyr, N.D., was for many years a popular lecturer in both basic and clinical sciences at National College. Dr. Bastyr continues to see up to 30 patients daily. When asked about the future of naturopathic medicine, he replied gently, keep on with the scientific research, but don't lose the philosophy. The statue of Dr. Bastyr is courtesy of Bastyr College of Natural Health Sciences, Seattle, Washington, unquote. So let's go to Bastyr University's archive webpage, since Bastyr is that science place. Bastyr.edu is archived since 1997. The homepage of Bastyr states, quote, Bastyr University was founded in 1978 to train naturopathic physicians with a scientific approach, with a mission to serve as an effective leader and a vital force in the improvement of the health and well-being of the human community, unquote. Somebody is having fun. Yes, the overarching science claim upon naturopathy and the term vital force. The usage there, though, is unusual for naturopathy. Vital force in naturopathy is a physiological claim, as we'll see from NCNM, a school which Bastyr is essentially a branching from, and here it is used in a more poetic or figurative, shall I say, sense. But I'll hazard to guess, I think this is a kind of dog whistle strategy. The usage of the central, vitalistic, naturopathic term softly, indirectly, slimily. Bastyr, in my research experience, has been the least likely to transparently relate the essential vitalism directly, which is at the core of naturopathy, and instead maintains what I'll call a science, science, science labeling. As I've already cited in this part one, though, Bastyr, by 2012, placed the term vitalistic in their catalog and used it in its truly usual vitalistic sense, as opposed to a poetic or figurative dog whistle sense. We hit pay dirt at NCNM's archive pages, and I find that appropriate, since NCNM is the trunk of the North American naturopathic tree. Its graduates, including N.D. Pizzorno, started Bastyr. NCNM.edu is archived since 1996, and its homepage of 1996 states, quote, the college has been at the center of the profession, preserving and extending the legacy of naturopathic medicine, unquote. Now, its 1998 archived Philosophy of Naturopathic Medicine page does not transparently explain the vitalism at the heart of naturopathy. Quote, six principles of healing form the foundation for naturopathic medical practice. Number one, vis medicatrix naturae, the healing power of nature. The healing process is ordered and intelligent. The body has the inherent ability, the vitality, not only to heal itself and restore health, but also to ward off disease. Illness is not caused simply by an invasion of external agents or germs, but is a manifestation of the organism's attempt to defend and heal itself. The physician's role is to identify and remove agents blocking the healing process, bolster the patient's healing capacity, and support the creation of a healthy internal and external environment, unquote. In program of study, we're told, quote, the first 2 years focus on the standard medical sciences, unquote. In their page about this catalog, we're told, quote, here at NCNM, we honor our roots in the ancient healing wisdom of many cultures, while we contribute to new scientific knowledge that underscores and expands this wisdom, Each of these skills is developed only after the completion of pre-medical and basic science educational requirements that meet or exceed those of any mainstream or alternative medical school, unquote. Yes, a science claim of a general kind of science, a standard science, of colleges, universities, and professional scientific organizations. That's weird because when you look at their page, The Profession, we're told, quote, naturopathic medicine is a distinctively natural approach to health and healing that recognizes the integration of the whole person. Causes may occur on many levels, including physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. The physician must evaluate fundamental underlying causes on all levels, directing treatment at root causes rather than at symptomatic expression, unquote. So there's the supernatural, by way of spirit, called natural. It goes on, quote, naturopathic medicine is heir to the vitalistic tradition of medicine in the Western world, emphasizing the treatment of disease through the stimulation, enhancement, and support of the inherent healing capacity of the person. Methods of treatment are chosen to work with the patient's life force, respecting the natural healing process. These principles distinguish the profession from other medical approaches. Number one, the healing power of nature. Vis medicatrix naturae. The body has the inherent ability to establish, maintain, and restore health. The healing process is ordered and intelligent. Nature heals through the response of the life force. The physician's role is to facilitate and augment this process. Number three, first do no harm. Primum no nocere. Illness is a purposeful process of the organism. The process of healing includes the generation of symptoms, which are, in fact, an expression of the life force attempting to heal itself. Therapeutic actions should be complementary to and synergistic with this healing process. The physician's actions can support or antagonize the actions of the vis medicatrix naturae, unquote. So there's science exterior vitalism, now explained, finally. And we're told, quote, the practice of naturopathic medicine emerges from six principles of healing based on the objective observation of the nature of health and disease and are examined continually in light of scientific analysis and speaks of awareness of the age of scientific inquiry, unquote. And now we've entered the land of false science claims. At NCNM, the trunk of the naturopathy tree, particularly in the United States. Even in 1998, vitalism was science ejected, as I'd cited in Episode 1B by way of the 1996 position paper of the National Association of Biology Teachers at the National Center for Science Education. For the vitalism at SCNM, which falls in line somewhere between Bastyr's typical opacity and NCNM's eventual transparency, I will leave a link in the transcript of this episode to my continually accruing webpage appendix. So to answer my overarching episode question with what's been covered so far, historically, can you trust big naturopathy organizations and ND schools labels used to describe naturopathy's contents and overall category? Well, if you are of the mind that 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 5, then I'd say no, you can't. Science cannot be legitimately used to label obvious non-science, in a world of sane people at least. In part 2 of this episode 3, we'll see if such a mislabeling happens by way of N.D. Pizzorno's 1996 chapter. This has been
the Naturo Crit Podcast.